In this week's episode of Colts Corner, the boys will discuss a school sports winter recap, some NBA action, as well as some NHL action, some college basketball, Maryland Minute, and last but not least, the topic of the week.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature!
Welcome back to Colts Corner, Season 4, Episode 12. I'm Ryan Dixon, alongside Christian Selmeyer, Constantine Lambridis, and Tyler Wishman. Boys, how are we doing today?
Doing pretty good today. First of all, I would like to thank Christian Selmeyer for joining us today. Wrestling season's over,
rough end of the wrestling.
It's about time. Right?
Didn't end the way I wanted to, but I accomplished my main goal this season. I'm excited for next year. Let's have a good podcast,
Big things ahead.
Yo. How'd we're doing a winter recap. Yeah. So how'd the wrestling season go this year?
Unfortunately, as a team, we had 7 all-league wrestlers, but due to some complications, only 6 went to the county tournament. Unfortunately, none of our boys went all county, but I think next year there's a lot of improvement that we're going to be making in the off-season wrestling, you know, lots of different matches. So, yeah, I think next year's going to be a big year. Hills West is going to surprise a lot of people next year. And don't be surprised when the Colts are one of the best teams in the county next year. And we have a bunch of all-county guys.
Christian, yes, do you think it's possible we make states next year? Or what do you think?
Well, we'd either have to win the dual meet tournament or get a wild card, which is going to be hard, but there's a chance. If we work hard in the off-season, work harder than everyone else in the county, I don't see why not.
We're rooting for you.
Yep. We're rooting for the boys on the wrestling team. We've also got the girls and boys basketball team. Both made it to the postseason. And unfortunately, it really didn't end with what they were really hoping for, either team. The boys faced a crushing loss against Kings Park after a triumphant win over Hopog. They beat Hopog by 20 points, 74-54 before going to the playoffs. Like, they were really coming in, like, hot, really hoping to get something going, and they did lose to Kings Park 90-74. Colby Jordan had an impressive game with 23 points, Brent Bland with 16 points, Zach Seltzer with 9 points, although the boys did unfortunately lose that game. They played a very, very solid season, only losing one game. They went 15-1 in league play. That's just incredible. The girls' team also lost, unfortunately. The girls team would lose to Hopog
after the first round. Beat them very decidedly in that last regular season game to get them in the playoffs. I guess Hopog must have just been fired up from that loss, and they came back firing on all cylinders and beat the Colts. So it's disappointing.
Yeah, the girls had
tough.
A very decisive win over Hopog a couple days before. 48-38 win over Hopog translated to a 54-34 loss in the postseason for the girls. Alexa Hinkie had 21 points, Charlotte Anton with 7 points, and Nia Baker with 3 points. But unfortunately, they could not bring that one home. The girls went 8-8 in league play, just squeaked into a playoffs with that win over Hopog at home on senior night. But they could not really bring one home, unfortunately. They got a lot of good players who are looking to become studs for the team later on.
Tyler, winter track, anything notable?
We got some guys that made it pretty far in the season, but most guys are pretty young, so
Leota,
to the future.
Gavin,
yeah.
Chockett.
Yes.
Jason
Richie Duviella, Jason Perkel.
So, yes, so just some young
solid
Derek Cassius
with a great pace. Derek Cassius, great sprinter, obviously.
So, yeah, they're just kind of looking ahead to the future.
And on the girls' side, Ashley Brule, number 13 in Nationals, pole vaulter.
Nationals?
It's incredible. She went to Nationals last year in spring. We'll see what she does this year.
All right. Yeah. So, like, obviously, the season after winter, spring. Spring sports.
Spring sports. Yeah.
Spring sports coming up. We got baseball, some lacrosse action. I don't know if we're going to do any broadcasts. Maybe baseball. I don't know. We have to talk to Doxie
boys
about that.
Tennis?
Boys tennis?
Yeah, do have boys
and girls tennis.
Tennis.
And girls tennis.
No, girls tennis is in the fall.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Shout out to boys. Shout out to the boy, Ryan Crimper.
Ryan Crimper, Azamba Lal, some very solid tennis players, actually.
I'm just noting that a lot of these guys are JV guys.
No, Ryan Kerber's varsity.
They might have to step up into important roles this year.
Yeah. Okay. True. We'll see.
Remember when we had George Ma? That guy was a tank.
George Ma, does he still
absolute
tanks?
He's beast. He plays golf in Florida or something.
Oh,
like he's
a tank at tennis. Oh.
He was a tank at tennis.
Yeah, we miss you.
All right. Moving on from school sports to the professional level, NBA action. On Tuesday night, we saw our first bit of Zion versus LeBron. The Pelicans played the Lakers.
Insane. ESPN went crazy for that matchup. Yeah, as sure you can,
their dream.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's just honestly, you really can't blame them. Zion Williamson was one of the most hyped up prospects, maybe of this of the 2010s. Probably the most hyped up prospect.
LeBron.
Probably even since LeBron James. And just seeing those two square off, it was just an interesting matchup.
And Max Kellerman, I don't know if you guys know him, but I don't agree with the statement, but he made a statement saying watching Zion and LeBron play, it gave a little bit of the same feeling as Kobe and MJ, which I didn't think it was. I didn't like that comment, but
yeah, honestly,
I think even though Zion is playing well, they're still overhyping him a little. I
don't think so at all.
I think they are.
Take the stats against the Lakers. Zion Williamson was obviously matched up against some of the tougher defenders on that roster. Anthony Davis, LeBron James were tasked with guarding him. You can't forget JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard, who both are seen as not the most talented players or the most respected players in the league, but they are very good defensive big men. Zion Williamson dropped 29 points in 33 minutes and grabbed 6 boards that game. Honestly, even though he's not, he will probably not get to that LeBron level. He'll probably not get to that MJ level, that Kobe level. But right now, he's just looking like an absolute stud in his first couple games with the Pelicans.
So what do you guys think about how Zion Williamson stands in the current Rookie of the Year race? Because obviously, before he came back, it was pretty much mostly Ja Morant. But now that Zion Williamson is back and playing very well, how do you think he stacks up in the race?
I think he wins it.
I agree with that.
I just think that he's playing too well to not win it just because he missed. Was it more than a month? It just seems
about a month.
Just because he missed a month of a pretty long season, I think he's still in strong contention. I think he should still win it.
If he continues with this pace and continues to lead the Pelicans up right now, I'm sure. I don't think they're in the playoffs currently, but right now, if he continues with this pace, if he continues dropping points, maybe he gets a couple 30 games in there. I know that's a big ask from him, but if he keeps that up, then he's going to be Rookie of the Year because I'm confident that he could win Rookie of the Year over Ja right now.
Yeah, Ja. I think Ja slowed down a little, and I think Zion obviously has picked up a lot since he's come back. I mean, he's played nuts. But in that game, LeBron put up 40 points. I think that was his highest of the
season.
Highest of the season
for LeBron James.
So, good Lakers win. I think they play again tonight. I don't know if I'm right there, but that I don't know. But
Lakers play the Warriors today. Warriors at 10:30. Warriors really not looking too good. But Steph Curry coming
back
for them.
Coming back on Sunday.
Steph Curry coming back on Sunday on March 1st, 3-1. For those of you who want to mark that down in your calendars, that's
3-1. If we have any British listeners.
Sure, we have many British Euro listeners. To how we have LeBron listening to right now.
Yeah. Yeah, like LeBron definitely listening this one.
Again, LeBron, hit us up.
Yeah, we think
can get
you're really
you an
cool.
Interview.
Please, get an interview. Doxy has been begging us to get some quotes with some basketball players. And what better to get a basketball quote from the greatest basketball player in the world?
Yeah.
Yes.
Currently the greatest basketball player in the world. And and Steph Curry also one of the guys up there. I actually have a lot of respect for him coming back to go play these games. He could just sit out the rest of the season, just not do anything, but he's choosing to come in here, hopefully put up some good points, maybe win some games, and kind of player coach some of these kids on the Warriors roster right now, because that's what they are. They're basically kids. And hopefully he can lead them to a couple big wins and show them how it's done.
What would you think if Steph Curry somehow, I'm not saying this is a good chance, if he leads them to the playoffs, if they win,
can they make it to the playoffs?
I don't know if they're not mathematically eliminated yet. What do you think would happen if Steph Curry could lead this team to the playoffs?
They're not mathematically eliminated, but they're 16 games off. So
I believe the Bucks clinched, right? The Bucks are clinched, right?
Earliest clinching in their history.
The only team that have clinched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
But they're in the East. They're in the East.
They're in the East, but
the
I think
Warriors,
that's still insane.
The Warriors have
the worst.
It
is, obviously. But
the Warriors have the worst record in the league by 5 games, so if they were to make the playoffs, I think that might be the like, I don't know.
One of the greatest comebacks.
There will be
NBA
sports
history.
Movies about that.
There would there be were, sports movies about that. Right, that even if they don't win the championship, that's just crazy.
They can come back like
but
Tommy
I don't,
Velez yeah. and McFarland.
Yeah, they. For those of you watching and Miss Palmada's class, that was a very good comeback.
Very good movie.
It's a good movie.
Most sports movies are about basketball or football, but a cross country movie, very interesting.
Shout out to the cross country team.
They've actually won 24 California State Championships since that. That movie is based off a true story.
Don't spoil it.
And since then, from 1987 to now, they've won 24 California. Cross-country state championships.
Interesting. Wow. I never knew that.
Good for McFarland.
Good for McFarland.
Great for McFarland.
All right. Incredible. But one thing I want to bring attention to, the Bucks clinching. I don't think enough people are talking about that. Because right now they're 50-8. Like, fastest clinching since the 73-9 Warriors, which obviously wasn't long ago. But still, that's one of the greatest teams, if not the greatest regular season team of all time. And I don't think too many people are talking about that. Like, they have a very well-rounded roster. But they aren't getting too much championship buzz. Do you think they have a shot?
I think they have
a shot. Yeah, they have a shot, 100%.
But when you look at, like you're saying how nobody's talking about it, like, when you look at the East...
It's terrible.
It's just not good.
Three teams under 500 are in it right now.
Two teams under 500.
So when you talk about...
The 26-31 Brooklyn Nets and the 26-32 Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Like, you talk about them clinching it. There's, like, 24 games left, correct? Something like that.
Around there. It's Bucks have played 58 games,
and the
82
worst,
games
the
in the season.
The worst teams in the playoffs have like 26 wins out of like 58 games. That's just not good at all.
Yeah, true, but still, you got to
want to tick anything.
Those are still professional basketball teams, and those are still professional basketball players.
It's just the quality difference between the East and the West is very
large. It's a large disparity over there, obviously. The Memphis Grizzlies are the only under 500 team in the playoffs in the West right now. They're 28-30.
And the 7-seeded Dallas has 13 more wins than they have losses.
Yeah, so it's a large gap, but still, even though the East is weaker, the Bucks, it still should be an accomplishment.
Definitely.
That should be talked about a lot more than it is right now.
Guys, one player I want to talk about, Bradley Beal, obviously having a sick season.
Jeez.
After having two back-to-back 50-plus point games and losing both of them, he did play the Nets yesterday, and they won. Just having a great season so far.
Yeah, it's crazy that he wasn't selected to the All-Star team originally, but he's really been showing out now, making people regret that decision. I really hope he goes All-NBA because, honestly, that probably means more than All-Star teams right now because, essentially, that is an All-Star team, like, devoid of the fan vote. Like, Taco Fall and Alex Caruso aren't making it to the All-NBA team, I don't think.
But Washington... There are only five games out, but I mean, still being 21-36, that's not a really good playoff record. So, I don't know if Washington is necessarily hoping to make the playoffs. I think they're just trying to make a statement.
They can though.
They can.
Statistically, it's probable possible. If they decide to, if they can pull out a couple big wins, maybe they could sneak in as the eighth seed.
Bradley Beal step up his game tremendously.
Yeah, Bradley,
which he can.
Yeah,
he has been doing it.
Dropping 50 points. It's all about the team around him stepping up. And if they could step up in addition to him making those clutch shots, making plays, then I'm really confident they can make the playoffs out of that.
One game I want to talk about from last night, the Timberwolves versus the Heat. D'Lo, game-winning block on Jimmy Butler. Pretty clutch. That's
very clutch.
It's pretty good. One of his best plays since he's been a Timberwolf, you could say, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And do we have any other NBA news?
I just want to talk about the New York teams this year. And how do we feel about the Nets and the Knicks? Ryan, I know you're a Nets fan. So just tell me a little about how you've been feeling with the Nets lately this season. Obviously, about Kyrie Irving and KD's injuries. What do you think about the Nets this season?
Well, I think, obviously, KD's not coming back. We're going to have him next year. He's going to play well, I think. But Kyrie, he obviously played a little. He's been injury prone. I mean, his knee, his shoulder. I remember, I thought he was out for the year. I thought he tore his ACL in one play. I forget what team it was against, but someone sat on his leg.
That
and his
was a
knee,
scary play. That was scary.
Scary, and I thought he was out, but turns out he was fine. But then he has this shoulder thing again, and he's got shoulder surgery, so he's out. So we need Caris LeVert to step up big time for the Nets. He had a good game yesterday. I think he put up 30-something points, but... I think the Nets, obviously, they could still make the playoffs. We just need to play the best we can, obviously. So
yeah.
As for the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Really can't.
I mean, after hiring our interim coach, Mike Miller, and if you look at raw stats and percentages, Mike Miller has a 40% win percentage in his time with the Knicks compared to David Fizdale's terrible 18% win percentage. Terrible. Just awful. I mean, it's terrible. 4-18, and then he was fired. Mike Miller, if you look at the stats, he went on a 4 or 5 game win streak, I believe. How many games was our win streak a few weeks ago?
I think it was like 3 or 4 games.
Three or four
like
games. But, yeah, I know a lot of people like Mike Miller. A lot of people don't. But, I mean, although he's been winning, he has to develop our young players more. Give more time to the players that need it to develop and get better as players, which he hasn't been very keen on doing. And if he wants to stay as the Knicks head coach, which I have faith in him, I think he should be. He needs to work on that, which I think that's something he can very easily do. He could put that into the playbook, put some of the younger guys in there. But, yeah, I'm definitely happy that he was in there instead of Fizdale. Constantine,
yeah,
Tyler, what do
you
think?
Mike Miller, I'm happy with him. Apart from what you just said, that he's not developing these younger players, I think he needs to develop these younger players. He needs to get Frank Ntilikina's offensive, just offensive awareness, offensive, like, playing up, because he's such a tremendously good defensive player, tremendous player, exceptional player,
electric player.
Defensively, he can guard anyone on any guard on any roster. I know that for sure. But his offense is just terrible, and it's apart from that, like obviously that's mostly because him being in the EuroLeague, not as offensively dynamic as the NBA, and no one ever taught him about the offensive fundamentals and stuff like that. But if he could develop him, if he can make Kevin Knox a scorer and definitely pick up his defense because he needs it, and develop these younger players.
Another player I want to talk, Dennis Smith Jr., I feel like he is regressing on this Knicks roster. He's not being coached. He's not being taught. He's not being helped properly. He's not being given what he needs to be given, and he's regressing very. And it's sad because he was a great player to watch in the Mavericks, and I feel like he's regressing on this Knicks roster.
When Dennis Smith Jr. was coming into the league when he was getting drafted, I really wanted the Knicks to pick him over Ntilikina because that pick and pop duo potentially with him and Porzingis. Like, Porzingis obviously has that ability to spread the floor, and Dennis Smith Jr. is so quick off of picks being set for him. I feel like that really could have done a number on teams, and they just decided not to pick him. And now they had him. Now they have him now without Porzingis, obviously, because they traded him for Dennis Smith Jr. He's not getting enough minutes in, and he's just not playing to his full potential. He's not making his shots. He's playing terrible defense. And they really need to pick up his development. And that's the only thing I'm not really liking about Mike Miller. But if he can do that, then I'm very confident that he can start something here in New York.
Tyler, I obviously know that, you know, you're other sports fans, but in terms of basketball, which team do you lean to?
I'd say I lean towards the Knicks. I mean, I don't really, like, watch the games, but, you know, every once in a while I'll turn on a game.
All right.
All right, moving on from the NBA to the NHL, New York Islanders.
Yep, New York Islanders.
Yo, Constantine.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Let's think about
New York Islanders. Stop.
I'll refrain from being brash.
Because you can't be brash because we outplayed you guys so badly the whole game.
Well, who ended up scoring?
It doesn't
more
even matter.
Goals? Varley looked cooked.
It's the National Luck League. It's not the NHL. It's the
National
NLL.
National Luck League.
Yes, it's the NLL. The National Luck League.
You didn't hear about the name change. Because you Ranger fans are ignorant and don't keep up with the news, and you don't know that they changed the name to the National Luck League.
Let me tell you about the news here.
It's National Luck League.
Artemi Panarin, 85 points in 61 games. The so-called Matt Barzal best playmaker.
Talk to me when you're
in New York. The so-called best playmaker in New York has 36 assists in 62 games and has 54 points.
It's not all about stats.
Artemi Panarin. Well, stats make a difference. When you look at a player and see that he's scoring 85 points and making everyone around him better by increasing their points exponentially, then it's 1,000% matters
about
stats.
Devin Taze is one of the best. Is one of the best defensemen in the NHL.
I don't want to hear it. Adam Fox. Is up here. Devon Taves is 5 years older and down there.
Why are the Rangers 2 games out of the wild card? Two spots.
Because
out of the
Metro
wild
is stacked. If you look at the Metropolitan Division, if you want to talk stats here, if you,
you guys blew a 3-1 lead when you got lucky, so well, I don't want to hear you.
Well, guess what? We ended up winning in overtime with Amika Zibanejad, Clapper from the Blues.
He looks like an ugly girl. It might have been the luckiest
well, this
deflection.
Girl, well, this
we are three spots
deflection.
Ahead of you in the Metropolitan.
Yes, it went off the guy's stick and it was right in the slot already. So
we are
yeah.
three spots above you guys. You can talk all you want when you're better than us in a place, but we're in the wild card. You're
okay,
not.
Okay, make it past the second round. All right. And then I'll
win
stop
the
talking.
Present
I think
right,
we will make it past the second round.
Okay. Make it past the second round. Make it past the Penguins. Make it past the Capitals. Make it past
We sweeped the Penguins last year.
The Penguins last
year.
Okay,
and then, and then you got swept.
By a team that
by
got...
By the Hurricanes.
Yeah, by a team that was playing really well. And
okay.
It was really good team.
That shouldn't matter.
They were very hot.
They were very hot. That shouldn't matter.
Why shouldn't that matter?
Because if a team is playing good, let them play good. Your excuse for losing shouldn't be, oh, they're playing hot. They're
and
hot.
They're more talented than us.
Okay.
All right, so they're
more talented than you guys, and you guys lost.
We were less talented than the Penguins,
yeah,
and we swept them.
The National Luck League, and you're talking about talent.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Moving on.
No.
Alex Ovechkin, 700 goals. What an incredible career.
A way to defuse the situation.
No. Alex Ovechkin.
We have to move on.
I don't like Alex Ovechkin.
What? I just want to point out consistency.
Wait, okay. So you don't. Wait. I'm sorry. You don't think Alex Ovechkin's good?
No, I do. I just think I don't like him at all. But, Constantine, Jacob Trouba, he should be suspended. And there's. Did you see the hit?
Let me show you the pictures.
Did you see
I have
the hit?
A photograph. I saw the hit.
He hit him in the head before he even touched it. Oh,
okay. Just go in the closet and just like fight. We need to move on.
I'm currently
going. This is quality content.
I am currently
right now.
Going to the Selects
this
group
is
chat.
Quality content.
Shout out Suffolk Selects. We play out in the rinks. Shout out Suffolk Selects.
By the way, JG Paggio, he haunts your team, doesn't he? Every time he plays you guys,
okay,
he scores,
he
right?
scored how many goals? One goal, two
yeah,
goals.
He scores
and then they lost this time? Yeah.
Yeah, he scores every time
yeah,
he plays
they
you.
And lost.
Scores every time.
Congrats. Big win,
guys.
First
goal as an Islander. First game as an Islander.
Okay.
He scores.
See you in the third round.
All right.
Oh, wait.
We'll see you. You're fishing again, so I don't want to hear you.
All right. Moving on to other topics.
Alex Ovechkin.
700 goals. Incredible. Just absolutely incredible. He's a great guy. Super consistent.
Impressive.
Fun fact. Between all of the NHL games from NHL 7 to NHL 20, his overall rating has never been below a 91, and its highest has been a 95. So he's been a 90-plus overall player for 13 games. It's really impressive. Not many other – maybe Crosby, Tavares
yeah.
are the only other players who can say they've done something like that. And that's really impressive to see someone be that consistent for that long. Usually guys, when they get older, they fall off. Not for Ovechkin. He seems to be getting even sharper with age, which is just – a rare thing in hockey because, you know, you get banged up, you get hit. But he's taking it. He's playing through it, and that's just incredible in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely one of the best players
yeah.
of our generation.
I thought you didn't like him.
I don't like him.
Is there a reason?
I think he's dirty a little.
Since his rookie year in the 2005-2006 season, Alex Ovechkin has only dipped below 40 goals four times. And his goal totals for those seasons were 32 goals, 38 goals, 32 goals again, and 33 goals. And in one of the seasons where he had 32 goals, he only played 48 games. That's just ruthless consistency, and just he's one of the best scorers
were
of our
any,
generation.
Any,
it's
crazy.
Not
were
all
any
time.
Of those in the lockout season?
Yeah, the lockout season was 2012, I believe, and he only played 48 games there, so I assume, yeah. Nonetheless, 1,146 games in his NHL career. 1,271 points. That's just unheard of. He's insane. He's the best goal scorer of this generation, if not one of the best of all time. And I'm sure you can make case that he's the best of all time.
I don't think you can because Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky was more assists than goals. He set up his teammates more than he scored. But still,
100 plus seasons.
He's had bunch of 200 plus seasons.
Yeah, he's had 200, I think. Like I don't. He's nuts.
He is nuts. That's why number 99 is retired league wide, and that's why USA Hockey, the youth hockey organization that runs all the leagues on Long Island and the United States, they should retire 99 for all their leagues. I see kids. I'm playing hockey, and I see kids in my leagues wearing 99. You just shouldn't do that. Respect the greatest of all time. You're not Gretzky. You never will be.
How do you think? Do you think Connor McDavid can ever match the
not
legacy
at all.
In Edmonton?
I don't think. I think he could come close to the.
I don't think so.
He's special.
No, he is special, but I don't think
Connor McDavid is the best player of his generation.
But I don't think he'll be as good as Gretzky.
But he'll never be as good as Gretzky. Gretzky, I mean, had this innate ability to see stuff before it even happens. While Connor McDavid's a great player, he doesn't have that Gretzky ability where he can see where the puck is going to be 5 minutes before it actually
Mike
turns
Korzenba
up there.
Mike said that same thing about Lonzo Ball in college. Wanted to point that out.
Whatever. But
that has literally nothing to do with
Yeah, that has nothing
we
to do with this. But when Gretzky is the greatest player maker of all time, there may be a player that comes along and scores more points than Gretzky or scores more goals than Gretzky or has more assists than Gretzky. But there'll never be a player that matches his work ethic, love for the game, that will ever play Gretzky.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Constantine, I just want to get back to what you were saying. You're saying how Metro, obviously, best division in hockey. Yeah. It's really tight right now. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Pens lost last night to the Kings. One of the worst teams in the NHL, 2-1. I mean, that's great for the Islanders. Great for everyone.
Kings
except
are the worst
for
team in the Pacific Division great with a record of 23-35.
They're the best. It's the best division in hockey, and something that I was not even a question. Something that I was looking at the other day: the New York Rangers are the seventh team out of eight teams, and they have 72 points, which is right knocking on the door of the wild card right now. That's just absurd. Seven out of the eight teams in the Metro are in playoff contention.
I mean, it's nuts. Every team except for one is good. Every team except for one, and the Devils, and they're young. So I don't
And they'll
it's
be good
be
soon. They'll be
yeah,
good.
They'll be good
in a couple years.
Yeah. Do you really think that what's his name is going to be Hughes is going to be good? I don't know.
Look,
he's small.
They were saying about this fourth season. Look,
his brother's insane.
His brother's insane. Quinn Hughes is insane. But there's a reason that Jack Hughes went number one. Look, it's hard to get past his size. Obviously, like he's a smaller guy. He's a finesse player. He's not a guy who's gonna. He's not a grinder. He's not a power forward. He's someone who's gonna beat you with speed and stick handling. He just needs to. I think it's all about confidence with him. You come into the league and you need to be confident. You need to make sure that you're confident with the puck. And I just don't think that he's confident right now. He's playing on one of the worst teams in the league and with virtually no help whatsoever. If they can just get him a couple more pieces around him, if some of their players can step up, I'm sure that he's going to do some good things. But currently right now, this first season, not looking too well for him. That's just because he hasn't found his groove yet. When he finds his groove, when he gets older, when he gets more experienced, we'll be talking about Jack Hughes a lot.
Yeah, and honestly, his brother Quinn's probably going to win the Calder this year. So I think he will.
I'm not sure if he qualifies for the Calder this year.
He's a rookie. He qualifies, he's a rookie. So
I didn't know how many games he played last year. But honestly, Cale Makar, I think he's got more of it. He's an Avalanche defender, Cale Makar. He's got like 45 points this season. He's just insane. But Quinn Hughes is definitely up there. He's a very solid player. He's going to be a piece to Vancouver's playoff teams that are soon to come.
And Islanders play tonight away against the Blues. I believe the Rangers play tonight too, right?
Yeah, the Rangers do play tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. That's a must-win game, obviously. Every game's a must-win game now if they want to make it into this playoff race.
Yeah, and I think the Flyers do play too. They're hot. They're hot right now. So I hope they do lose. It's gonna help the Islanders, but that's pretty much gonna do it for the NHL segment. Moving on to the college basketball segment. Basically the Maryland Minute.
Maryland Minute.
Last night, Maryland was losing the whole game at Minnesota. Minnesota was shooting lights out behind the arc. The refs were terrible. That's no excuse. But and two of our best players got texts. But with approximately, I want to say, like 10 seconds left, Darren Morsell, like two feet out of the three-point line, shoots one up, makes it. It's a game-winning three. It's like 2 seconds left, but we stopped them. So we end up winning that game by 1 point at Minnesota. Huge win. Maryland, this team shows once again that they never give up, and they took the dub home, and they play against a Michigan State Spartans team that got a huge win against Iowa the other night on Saturday, so that should be a good one. And hopefully we win the Big Ten and we get a good seed in March Madness. So that's going to do it for that. But do we have any other college basketball news? I know Duke lost, big upset the other night.
Huge upset.
Duke has been not finding their groove at times in the season, and they have really, really paid for it.
They always
some
usually,
of these losses. The, yeah, they usually happens in March Madness. Usually, no, usually it happens in March Madness. Sometimes Lehigh a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's some others that I can't think of right now.
They get upset over like those 10 seeds that somehow make it into like the Elite Eight. They've been known to lose to some of those.
But will it happen this year? I'm pretty sure it'll happen this year. But you never know. It's March
usually
Madness.
With Duke. It's not like the best teams that win. Like usually, especially with Duke. You know,
last year they didn't win.
They had the best team. Supposedly, they had the best team like ever in college basketball, and yet they lost early.
So it's
second round, third round, was it?
I think it was third round.
Third round. So yeah, we'll see with Duke.
And one team I also want to talk about: Florida State. Obviously, they played on Monday, number 6 in the country. They're just having a great season too. They played home. They haven't lost at home in like 18 games.
They've been having a solid season, but in general, the ACC isn't as strong.
No, they're the best team in the ACC, in my opinion. But
I think they're definitely the best team in the ACC. But in general, the ACC quality is just really
Big Ten's best division. I don't want to hear.
I mean,
conference,
historically, ACC is 100% the best conference.
Conference right now, not even
this year. We don't have it
right now. It's Big Ten.
North Carolina is the worst team in the ACC right now. They're 4-13 in the ACC.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It costed them when they lost Anthony Cole, obviously, for a whole month, but still no excuses if you're a North Carolina basketball program should still not be last.
Yeah, they need big changes in the summer to improve.
Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up for this segment of college basketball. Moving on to the topic of the week.
All right.
Who's going first for this one?
I got one.
Okay.
What is the best flavor Gatorade?
Purple. Hands down, purple. Purple, hands down, grape.
Okay, no.
Lemon lime. After purple. A soccer game hits different.
Don't purple you dare Powerade. Call it the actual flavor.
Purple Powerade is good.
It
Gatorade,
color.
Purple
it's
Gatorade.
It's yellow green.
Purple Gatorade.
Just call it yellow.
So
yellow.
Fire.
All right.
I like blue Gatorade.
Purple
like the light blue Gatorade
the
is very
blue.
Good.
Light blue.
Yeah. Glacier freeze.
One at a time. Tyler.
Light blue is two. Number one is orange. No question. Number one is
I'm not look.
Orange.
I can see the argument for orange, but to me, purple just hits different. If you ever get G2 in the cafeteria,
purple hits.
Okay. So good.
Okay, G2 is not good.
G2 is so.
Is not
what
good.
Is the difference? I would like you, Tyler.
Let's see.
Witchman, to tell me the difference between G2 and Gatorade
less
right
sugar,
now.
Less sugar.
Right now.
Quality.
Right
less
now.
Sugar,
quality.
Less sugar.
Define the... how
no,
is it?
Okay,
no.
Okay.
There's right
no
now.
Way, is good.
There's no way to describe Gatorade flavor. It just tastes like the color it is. And you can't say that that's
no,
wrong.
But like, what's the difference between G2 and Gatorade? What is the defining...
G2
what's the difference
yo, has less sugar.
G2 has less sugar.
I'll answer that. G2 is a little more watered down. I can tell.
Okay, I'm sorry. What? What's the difference between Coke and Pepsi, then?
There is no
There's
difference.
There's different recipes.
Okay,
A more fair comparison would be Coke and Diet Coke.
Okay,
if
sure.
If you're comparing Gatorade and G2.
Yeah. Gatorade is better.
Look, I could see the argument, but it's really like purple G2 that you get in the cafeteria here at Hills West.
Okay, but
fire.
School food, if you get Gatorade in school, it's just a million times better than
school food.
Else.
Is
like in
some
food
companies,
in school is not a
some
fair
food,
like,
some
test.
Food companies actually make special versions of their food for schools to sell that'll have less calories and sugar by a slight amount. That'll just make it to, like, fit with
I
federal guidelines.
That. That's
stuff.
Interesting.
Like, I think,
that's probably why they use G2 because I think G2 is less sugar.
Yeah, that's probably why they don't have, you know, regular Gatorade. I don't want to say real Gatorade.
Yeah.
But for my flavor, I'm going to have to go with yellow. I just like that lemon lime flavor. It combines so well, and they're just overall really good drink.
I do like purple, but I like purple and Powerade better. But
I don't like Powerade.
Gatorade's probably better than
I'd
Powerade.
I'd give every
I think
Gatorade
so too,
flavor over any Powerade flavor.
Purple Blue Powerade's good. Okay.
What do you guys think about like the white Gatorade?
Never
White Gatorade's pretty good. It's pretty
like
good.
It.
Like I That's, used to like it no. more. I think I just had it too many times, and I feel like if you have white Gatorade too many times, it like... The taste becomes just not good for you, but like honestly, I really liked it. I really like the Gatorade that they had.
I don't know.
The thing that I don't like about white Gatorade is that there's like 5 different types of white Gatorade, and they're all different flavors, and it's like impossible to tell which one you're getting. That's the only thing that's wrong with the white Gatorade.
True.
But in conclusion, orange Gatorade is the best.
All right. So moving on, I think we're all in disagreement on that topic. Let's move on to Ryan. Ryan was very passionate about his topic from what I could tell. So, Ryan.
I don't know if this is the greatest one. Waffles or pancakes?
Ooh. That's tough. I'm going to have to go waffles on this one.
It just is not tough. Pancakes are better.
I like pancakes more.
Pancakes are better in every way.
Yeah, I like pancakes more, but a Belgian waffle with some ice cream on top with some syrup,
when you go
to
the diner,
slaps.
And you just get three ginormous.
Would you like to
full
get on the diner
golden
debate
brown
again?
Pancakes.
Do you really want to get on the diner
debate
again?
No. This has nothing to do with diners. When you add a diner, you order pancakes.
Are you sure?
They give you
so good
huge stack of fluffy golden brown pancakes with syrup, butter, whipped cream. You just dive right into them. It's so good. Waffles, but pancakes. Nothing can match that experience.
Chocolate chip.
The thing that makes pancakes better is they're much more flexible with flavor. Like, you can get any
That's
flavor.
That's true, yeah.
Pancakes.
No,
I think, you know
I'm
what?
I'm arguing for
it's
pancakes.
It's very difficult to get
I'm
any arguing flavor waffles.
I think I'm going to have to change my answer here. Silver Dollar Pancakes at the Premier Diner, which is the,
yes,
best,
the best
diner.
No, it's the best
not.
Diner.
No,
it's
not. The Premier Diner.
No,
the best
not.
Diner.
Maybe
the
in best food, diner. But for distance, Dixiel's Diner and Candlelight.
Distance? Where do you live?
Dixiel's. Okay.
It is literally so close.
If I
want to
go to a diner, I just go to the Dixiel's diner. It literally has Dixiel's in the name.
It may have Dixiel's in the name, but it's not even in Dixiel's. It's in Melville.
Dixiel's closer to my house. It's closer to the house than the Premier.
Premier Diner is closer to my house.
Christian, everybody. Christian, no, it's not. It is not closer. Premier Diner is literally. We can walk there if we want.
Let's walk on the service road. Yeah,
we could literally walk there right now.
I actually probably could, to be honest.
Yeah, walk on the service road. Yeah, right. But like
according
honestly,
to Google,
okay, but
Premier
how did
Diner 4.2 miles.
How did we get on? Pancakes. But okay. Silver
pancakes
Dollar Pancakes at Premier. Yeah, I think you guys have swayed me here, made me think about Premier
pancakes.
Diner, Silver Dollar Pancakes.
Delicious.
Yeah, pancakes are probably better than.
Dix is at 2.5 miles.
Amazing.
1.7 miles closer.
Okay, well, that's here.
All right.
That's on. Okay, it's different for everyone. Okay, whatever. We don't need to get into this.
All right, next.
I'll go for this one. This is, I think, played out. I don't know if we asked this before, but best candy bar.
Oh, we never asked that.
I think we've asked this.
Twix.
I think you're right, Ryan. It's probably Twix.
Are we counting Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
No, that's not a bar.
It's not a bar.
It's a candy.
Okay.
It is not a bar.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You're getting very defensive.
It is a candy, not a
Twix.
Bar.
I'll go with. Gotta go with Twix on that one. Yeah. Twix. But Snickers. Twix.
Everybody else is going Twix.
Snickers. Honestly, wait. Peanut butter Snickers.
Tyler, don't try to think of another one. You know it's Twix.
No.
You know Snickers.
No.
But the thing with
the correct answer is Snickers.
No, but disagree.
Kit Kats. I wouldn't consider Kit Kat.
I'm going Twix.
I
consider
Twix.
Kit Kats are fire,
but lately I've been having more Snickers, and I'm honestly that it's
the best candy bar. The best candy bar is a Snickers.
The thing. Listen. The thing with Twix. The thing with Twix is that it has left Twix and right Twix. Do you have left?
Okay.
Do you have a left?
Can you tell the difference?
And right
can you honestly tell the difference?
Yes, you can. There's more gram and like.
Okay.
The best candy bar
levels of customization
in the store
are apparent.
Who just goes in the store and then sees a left Twix? Like, yeah, I'll take the left Twix. Yeah. I'm a communist. Yeah, I like left Twix.
Yeah, only communists like left Twix.
Okay. A Snickers is the most balanced bar. You're getting everything you want in a candy bar.
I'm changing
Twix,
my answer.
Twix, you're getting
peanut butter Snickers is delicious.
I'm changing my answer.
One. What are you changing?
You're
your
hard I'm changing my answer. Wait, hold on. I gotta go.
Very important.
I gotta go. Kit Kat.
No,
hold on.
It's not a bar.
Let me explain.
Kit
yes, it is. Kit Kat is a bar.
I would not consider
Kit Kat
that
is a bar.
Yeah.
Why isn't it,
Tyler?
What is it considered,
Tyler?
Yes. You can break it.
You can break apart any chocolate.
You can break apart a Hershey bar.
You can't break it in half.
You can break apart a Hershey bar.
It's not so.
You can break chocolate. If you can't break chocolate in half, you have muscular problems, Tyler. Go to the hospital.
Okay.
All other
Tyler,
candy
Tyler,
bars, all
the
their
door
candy
is
bars,
there.
All
it's
their
right there. I'll
all
open it for
the,
you.
All of their candy bars are not so conveniently indented for you to break apart.
Hershey's?
Hershey's.
Hershey's. I agree with you on the Snickers, but you're making me not want to be in your side just because of your very,
it is
very idiotic chocolate
bar.
Opinions.
It's not a candy bar.
I am willing to leave the superior candy bar just so I don't have to appease your frivolous little unintelligent ideals about chocolate consumption.
Okay, let's
Tyler.
Move on. Let's move
okay,
on.
Yep.
All right, for my
moving
topic
on. We
of the week.
Fired up
my topic
one.
Of the week. What is.
Wait, never mind.
Oh,
never mind.
All right. What is the most fun board game? Not the best board game, the most fun.
Most fun board game? Monopoly.
Nah,
I'm a Monopoly kid.
You play
like
Monopoly because you're bored. You don't play Monopoly because you want to have fun.
Game of Life.
Game of Life. We used to play Game
that
of Life.
That game slaps.
So good.
Game of Life, so good. So very realistic. You know, it incorporates a lot of facets of real life, such as winning the lottery, having to pay taxes, childcare, childbirth. Things that normally would be terrible.
So you could do taxes because you played
the game
of life?
All right, I thought of one. Yo, I thought of one.
Yeah, go.
Okay. I remember playing this game. I used to get so mad at my siblings. You remember Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
I never knew how to play Sorry. I've never played it.
Sorry is solid. Sorry is a solid board game.
So it was so fun. I used to dominate. So
okay.
It was fun.
Anyone remember Candyland?
Candyland was fire.
Okay, so I have a best game, and then I have an honorable mention. Right. The best board game is Battleship.
Best or most fun?
Most fun?
Yeah, this is most
Battleship.
Battleship
is so good and so much fun.
Yo, I'm gonna leave real quick. I gotta
yeah, exactly.
To that comment.
Battleship. I don't know why you guys don't think Battleship is fun. It's like it's
because
the base
it takes
of
forever.
Most,
it takes forever.
What about Monopoly?
Yo, I mean,
Monopoly incorporates. Monopoly is about being the best. In Battleship, you're guessing. Monopoly is all strategy.
One thing about Battleship is only two people.
Christian.
Main fun derived from a board game is your whole family's playing it. Battleship, only two people can play.
Christian, let's reenact what Battleship is. G4,
no hit. You suck my battleship, no!
Okay, my honorable mention is, none of you probably know what this game is, but when I was younger, we had this game called Jungle Speed.
Yeah, I know exactly. I play Jungle. I'm just kidding, I have no idea what that is.
And you put these cards out, and if it matches the other one, you have to grab this thing in the middle. And
wow,
I
real
it with
fun,
my...
Tyler. That's hey, guys, why don't we go play Jungle Speed with Tyler later?
Yo,
just kidding, it sounds boring.
You know what Loki slaps? What? We didn't... Uno.
Uno's not a board game.
It's a card.
Oh, card. Okay, I get it. You're right.
But Uno slaps.
Very fine.
And Kit Kat is not a candy bar.
Yes, it is. It's a chocolate candy bar.
The door is there, Tyler.
Battleship is not... It is fun, but it is... Like, come on. When you're playing Game of Life with like five people, Monopoly, those are just fun to enjoy.
How much fun does
those
it?
Are experiences
how much fun is
you
it,
remember.
How much fun is it when you and Linda have six children?
What? Very fun. I love my Monopoly
it
children.
Is a lot of fun.
I remember one time I was playing Game of Life one time. My friend had so many children, he had to get a second car.
And that's
car.
So much fun.
He had to
that's
get
a
second
fun.
Car.
How much fun
just
are
for
you
all
having?
Of his children.
How much fun are you having when all doing right. that?
When
not
you
a
win
lot.
The lottery
not
in a Game of Life.
Bro, you get to choose your career path. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like you can go to college.
Doctor.
Can you go to college?
Bro,
in Battleship?
The only thing you choose, the only
cool.
thing you choose in Battleship
is
the squares.
Is your death?
Yeah.
No. Is your,
okay.
Look, in Battleship,
you have to choose
every game will end with an entire fleet
okay.
dying.
In
it's
Battleship,
so depressing.
There is an unparalleled level of customization. No. You can put your ships wherever you want.
And there's like
yo,
three types of ships. What
yo,
even are
that's,
they?
That's bad. That's
there's
bad.
There's like six.
There
there's
are
six.
Three types of ships.
Yo, that's a bad. You used on parable. On,
no,
on,
no, that's a. You just because you don't agree with my opinion doesn't mean it's a bad use.
Wait, yo, Christian. A2.
You'll suck my battleship!
Oh!
No!
All right.
Today was a very, like,
heated
debating.
Day.
Yeah,
we were very...
Topic of the weeks were solid this week, I would
they
say.
Were solid.
I want to know that...
Lots of debate.
I love you guys. Thank you for having me back in the podcast. I really missed it. I'll be back more. We'll be doing some broadcasts, and I'll be here to
hopefully,
join
yeah.
you.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we get some broadcasts.
Join you guys. Yeah. Hopefully for the rest of the year.
All right. Kossi, right, wrap us up.
So, obviously, we there are a couple people we need to thank. Mr. Ducks and Mr. Rashudi, Dr. Catapound, the administration class 2016 for donating this generous podcast setup. We really couldn't do it without them.
Incredible.
And we will see you next time.
Bye, Doug.